New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is just now concluding a news conference. He spoke to reporters about security issues, plans to open some streets in Lower Manhattan, and the latest on search and rescue efforts and debris removal. Reporter Carrie Nolan from member station WNYC joins us now. Carrie, tell us what the mayor had to say, please.
Well, he had a lot to say, actually. He mentioned today that there were 90 false bomb threats phoned into the New York City police. He said that this creates serious and dangerous situations. People will react emotionally on top of the events of the past few days. It was in very much prosecutorial mode and said that if we find you, we will put you in jail. And he was very clear that he wanted a message sent to whomever is doing this.
Go ahead.
Oh, he also said that on a slightly more hopeful note, he wants to open the city a little bit further south, nearer the attack site from, I believe now, from 14th Street down to Canal Street. And he also said that he intends to open two streets, although he hasn't said which ones, two streets to Wall Street, which may or may not be a sort of a message to overseas observers. But he wants the city back on track and back on its feet and in short order.
Now, there's been a great deal of concern about the cloud of dust and some say toxic materials in the air, particulates including asbestos. Did he mention that?
Yes, he did. He said that air samples taken showed no indications of asbestos outside the immediate area. He also mentioned that if people are asthmatic, if they have other respiratory ailments, that they should take precautions and stay indoors or wear surgical masks, you know, basic common sense measures. But he insists that the particulate level in terms of asbestos is negligible outside the immediate area.
There was a story that was in wide circulation on our air as well earlier today about five firefighters being found underneath the wreckage, found in an SUV, and the story was that three of them were able to walk away from that scene. That turned out not to be the case, I gather.
According to Mayor Giuliani, that is in fact not the case. We had a lot of conflicting stories this afternoon from various hospitals and various hospital administrators. What we're doing right now is just taking Mayor Giuliani's word as the final word on that situation.
What happened, you know?
As far as we know, there were some firefighters who fell into some sort of a hole, some sort of a crevasse at the wreckage site, and they were pulled out. According to the spokespeople at Bellevue Hospital, they came in with things like respiratory distress, post-traumatic stress disorder, lacerations, things like that, not life-threatening. Again, we don't have any confirmation on any of that just yet. This will probably shake out over the next day or so.
What is your feeling about what it's like now at the rescue site?
I haven't been down to the rescue site. I spent most of my time today going through town and dealing with a lot of the healing and the more day-to-day things. There's a family information center that's been set up, and a lot of those people are going in and trying to help detectives identify their loved ones.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie Nolan, a reporter for WNYC in New York.